It's a very special, very special gemara.
Nice. It's a better.
Rabbanan is kanani mishalon azayis. It's a gemara medayim. Rabbanan lehikan aslu. Where did kanani mishalon azayis go? They came out of the fire. They came out of the furnace. Where did they go? Rashi says that they're not mentioned in the ksuvim at all. From the moment they came out of the furnace, their name is never mentioned again. And there has to be a reason for that. Where'd they go? The mom calls them Rabbanan. Okay. I'm a Rav. Rav says, Ryan Horamesha, they died. They died with Ryan Horam. It's Ryan Horam. Yeah, they died because of Ryan Horam. They died.
Who? God saved them from the fire, but then right after right. The Ryan Horam was able
who
to
killed
right.
them?
Who's that?
So Rashi says that everybody was looking at them and saying, how could these people survive the fire? It was like to the innocent bystander, it looked like something that can't be.
Then why doesn't the pasuk say that they died?
You know, that's an illegitimate question. The Torah doesn't record the death of everyone. I don't want to know why they're not mentioned anymore. They're not mentioned anymore. The Torah doesn't say what. The Torah doesn't say why when everyone dies. Shmuel, I'm a Bereik Tavu. Shmuel says they also died. But not through Ayin Hara. They died with spit. They drowned in spit.
Spitted on them.
What, everyone spit on them?
The Goyim were spitting on the Jews because the Goyim were saying, you have a God like this that he could save Kanani Mishal Vazayah from fire, and you bow down to the...
Well, why would they spit on them?
They were right, why would they drown? Well, they didn't spit on them, but they drowned in spit.
That's a whole lot of spit.
Obviously it's not physical spit, right?
We're not going to talk about that today. They died in a spit. I mean, your question is well taken. Why should they be the ones to die in spit? They're the ones that...
Everyone else seemed to survive, so... Or maybe they didn't, I don't know.
They died in spit.
They caused it.
B'yek l'namar, all of Eretz Yisrael, they left Babel, they went to Eretz Yisrael, which there were no Jews there then. But Nasanashim, they got married, I don't know to who, they must have found some Jewish women there. But Lidu Banim Abanis, and they had sons and daughters. So Rabbi Yechonon tells us the whole life story. Like, why doesn't Rabbi Yechonon just say they went to Eretz Yisrael? Like, why does he have to tell us they got married and they had children? Sons and daughters. Gitanai, this machlokes between Rav Shimon Rabbi Yechonon is a machlokes Tanaim, so it predates Rav Shimon Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yezor and Rabbi Ayin Hara, so they died by Ayin Hara. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Reik Tav, they drowned in spit. Come on, Allah, Yisrael, but Nasa Nasha, Ali, the Banim, Abanais. They went to Yisrael, they married, and they had sons and daughters, Shinemar. Shmana Yeshua Kain Gadol. This is the Pasuk. It's Chaya. Listen, Yeshua Kain Gadol. Ata, you should listen. Vareyecha, and your friends should listen. Yeshua Lefanecha, they're sitting in front of you. Ki Anche Maipis Eima. They are men that live through what? They are living through wonders. Maipis is things that stand out. They're outstanding. Your friends are men of outstanding character. They're Maipis. They're Maipis. They defy nature. Eizem Anashim, period. Eizem Anashim Shinasalem Maifis. Who are people that a Maifis was done to them? Something outstanding, something beyond the norm? Aviyam is a Kanani Mishal Vazaya. So Zechariah's friends were Kanani Mishal Vazaya. That means they're still alive. Yeshua Kain Gadol lived in Eretz Yisrael. Next Kasha. I'm a Rav. But Daniel Hekanalza, where was Daniel? Where was Daniel? You know, did Daniel bow down? He didn't bow down? Why wasn't he thrown into the fire? Like, where was Daniel through all this? I'm a Rav. Rav says he wasn't there. He came, he said there was a river in Tavalia, and the river had no passage, it was locked up. And Daniil went to dig it out so that the river would flow in Tavalia.
Sounds like a job for Daniil.
Right. So he helped. What? Mikra to dig out. So Daniil happened to be, when the Nebuchadnezzar wanted everyone to bow down to his idol, Daniil conveniently was working for the sewer department, the public works department.
Sanitation.
So he wasn't there. So he didn't have to be faced with the choice to bow down and be thrown into a fire. It's a very short Gemara. It's not going to be easy. In Tavalia, yeah. Nahar Araba, a big river in Tavalia. Shmuel says, nah, that's what he was doing. He was sent on a mission, Lasuyi Bizudas Pasta. Nebuchadnezzar sent him to import seeds. Because there's seeds, aspasta seeds. Aspasta seeds. And I guess they didn't have them in Bogo. And animals eat aspasta. So Nebuchadnezzar sent Daniel on a mission to go import aspasta seeds. Animal food. What?
This is his important mission.
And he missed the whole boat. And he missed the show. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Lasuya to bring Chaziri swine. Nebuchadnezzar sent him to bring swine from Alexandria. That's Egypt. Alexandria is Egypt. Shall we try it? So the machlokes is whether he was digging out a big river, he was importing aspasta seeds, or he was importing Alexandrian, Egyptian swine. And this is what the Amoraim argued about. Same machlokes, like it makes a difference. Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechonon, like it makes a difference. He wasn't there. You want to say he wasn't there because Nebuchadnezzar sent him? Say that. What difference does it make what he was doing? Taking out a river, importing aspasta seeds, importing swine.
Who's a kitanoia in this one?
So why is the kash on this? How can you say that he went to import Alexandrian swine? Hey, but Tanya. Tudus a rifer aimer. Tudus the doctor. Tudus the healer says. Ain part of a chazer yetzim Alexander Mitzrayim. Like you can never get a cow or a pig outside of Mitzrayim, shenchayt kineim shalah. That before, that they don't cut its uterus out. They don't allow cows or swine to leave Mitzrayim with its uterus intact. They want the monopoly, right. The Shushmah Taylor, they don't want anybody else breeding them. So if the female swine or the female cows leave a triumph, they leave, you have to undergo a surgical procedure, they render them infertile, so nobody else could breed them. So how could, you say that Daniel was sent on a mission to import the Alexandrian swine when there's no point in doing it, because you can only import what you're going to eat. You can't use them to breed. And ostensibly, the Nebuchadnezzar, he wanted to import them in order to have the industry in Bava. You didn't just breed. You don't need to send an eel just to bring in a cow or a pig, He wanted to import it so that they'd have a supply of it in Babel. That doesn't make sense. You're going to bring them in. They're not going to have anything. Rashi is enough to mean a lot of Misha. Is that if you have Alexandrian cows and outside of Mitzrayim, it's a chazaka, it's a treifa. But you can't see inside the cow whether it has a uterus or not. So if you see a cow and it looks okay, you assume it does. But if it's an Alexandrian cow, so Tudus HaRoifer was saying you have to assume it doesn't because they would never let it out. So the Afghanis are going to be hookahs cautious. What?
Oh, cow.
It makes a trefa because it doesn't have a uterus?
Yeah, it's called a trefa. It's missing an organ. So my answer is Zutri Aisu. They brought very small ones. The light to tie you, and they didn't realize. They fooled the Egyptians. The Egyptians, but they're a cloud. You want to breed cows or pigs, you take full-grown ones. They're fit for breeding. Small ones are not fit for breeding. Now you could take them and then you could, you know, invest in them and grow them and then breed them. So the Egyptians didn't realize it. See? I don't know. You know, I would have said a different shot, but I'm wrong. Yeah. I would say that they snuck it out. But Rashi says no. Rashi says, "Lehelo aliben lepei v'rivia body." Why would I assume we are? Because I don't know if Daniil would have agreed to steal things. We're talking about Daniil. So Balay Datayu, to say that he stole things, he'd agree to steal things?
They can buy them, then hide them. They might like have them at the board.
So you're saying it's not Geneva anyway. You're just avoiding the operation. Yeah, but the guy sold it to you on the condition that it's understood.
It might not be the guy's, it might be the government's condition.
Right.
But not necessarily the person you're selling it from.
Right. Could be. I really don't know.
Or it can only be one situation.
I don't know. In any case, there's significance in all these details. These details are not insignificant details.
You can't tell if the animal's good for breeding or not.
I know, so it's definitely not the derech. You want to see that it's a healthy animal. You want to see that the genes of the parents were passed down. And when you're buying a racehorse, you pay a lot more for a racehorse than it already reached adulthood. You buy a foal, you're never sure. It's a no one's going to pay $3.2 million for a newborn foal. Tana Rabbanan. Shloisha v'hai v'etza etza. There were three partners in this council that Daniil should be away. There were three dais. There were three that agreed to this, that brought this about. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Daniel of Nebuchadnezzar. All three of them found this, the absence of Daniel from the auto de fe, from the burning, the public burning, of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, to be advantageous. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar. Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar, what did Hashem say? Nezel Daniel Marker, Daniel should go from here. The Leilembru, it's not so. They shouldn't think that Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were saved in the Schuss of Daniel. Daniel did some kind of miracle, yeah? He did tzaddik, you know? He did some kind of miracle. Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah had to be said to survive in their own schus. Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Not because of a schus of Daniel. But Daniel Amar? Ezel Mahachi said, I don't want to be here. Will the Kayim be? Because otherwise it will be fulfilled. Sile Eleheim Tisufim Be'esh. Sefer Daniel records how the Nebuchadnezzar, after Daniel interpreted his dream, and after he saw that Daniel was Nishalahim, he bowed down to Daniel. That means Daniel is the Nebuchadnezzar's Avodah Zarah. Nebuchadnezzar worshipped Daniel. And what does the Pasuk say about Avodah Zarah? Sili Elohim, just from the age. A guy's Avodah Zara is destined to be burned up in fire. And Daniel didn't want to be burned up in fire. He's Avodah Zara from Kanata. So he said, I'm getting out of here. He's very happy not to be there.
For whose sake? For Kanata's sake?
Daniel would prefer being absent when Hanani Mishal Bazar went into the fire. Because Daniel would get burned up. He's out in Bukhanet's Avodah Zara. That's not a good thing to be. The Bukhanetzer Amiyezel Daniel Mahacha. The Bukhanetzer didn't want Daniel to be there. Because it's bad for his reputation that he bows down to Daniel and then throws him into the fire. So he's burning his God? That gives him a bad rep.
It's Kalia?
Burn. Minayin the Sagile, how do you know Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to Daniel? The Ksiv, bowed in Malk Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar, Nafalan, and boy, he fell on his face. And Daniel Sagan, he bowed down to Daniel. Shagamar. What?
We didn't mention the Eitz of
the... Yeah, he didn't want to be over here because if he'd be there, he'd have to throw him in the fire. He doesn't want to throw us up when he's in the fire. The next Gemara is a Hampshire. Kayim Hashem Tzvaka. So says Hashem, the Lord of Hosts, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel, El Achav ben Kulya. Achav ben Kulya, not to be confused with King Achav. King Achav's name was Achav ben Omri. Achav ben Kulya, Bel Tzidkiah ben Masiyah. These were two individuals that lived in the time of Churban Abayis, and they were Nevi'ei Hashem. Hanevi'im lachem b'shmi, that they prophesied to you in my name, l'sheker. So Hashem is delivering a sentence on Achav and Tzidkiah, not to be confused with Tzidkiah, the king of Yehuda, that they prophesied in God's name, l'sheker. Everyone's going to take a klala from them. That if you want to curse someone, you say you should be cursed just like Tzidkiah and just like Achav. That's a good example, you know. Just like when you want to bless someone, you say Yisimcha l'kim k'fraim v'kim nasha. So when you want to curse somebody, and we should never curse anybody, but when someone curses someone, they use Tzidkiah and Achav as examples. That they should be cursed like Tzidkiah and Achav. The Chol Gal is Yehuda, Hashem B'Bavot, the entire exile of Yehuda, which is in Bavot, Lame Yisimcha, Hashem Kitzikiyah V'Achav. God should, if somebody wants to curse someone, God should play some like Tzidkiyah V'Achav. Asher Kalam Melech Bavel. They were burned by the king of Bavot. They ended up getting burned. They, in fire. Asher saw from Lenem, it doesn't say that he burned them. Elisha Kalam. It says that he burnt them like Kliyas. It's a particular kind of burning. You know what Kliyas are if you're learning the 6 pounds. Amr Abyechad Mishim Mishim Bayachai Malamit Shasan Ki Kliyas. They used to take sheaves of wheat and they used to singe them in fire. It gave it like a sweet taste. And this is what Nebuchadnezzar did to them. He took them and he singed them with fire, just like you would singe sheaves of wheat in fire. So that's why it says Kalam instead of Sarfim. Asher Sarfim Elemer El Asher Kalam. Amr Rabbi Yechonam Mishim Mishim Yechayim Elam Shasim Kikoyis. He made them like singed wheat. What'd they do? What do they do? How does this happen? What do they do? Yan, because the Sha'atsa Nevala be Yisrael, they did something disgusting and immoral in Yisrael. And they committed immoral acts with the wives of their fellow man. Mayavid, what they do? Not just wives of their fellow man. They did a big one. They did a big one. Big, very big one. Mayavid, what they do? What did Tzidkiyah and Achav do? They're false prophets. What they do? Also, the Gabi Bata, the Nebuchadnezzar. Achav. Achav went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Amalai told her, Kayama Hashem, so says God, Ashmi Yat Tzidkiyah. God sent me a message. He's talking to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, the conqueror of the entire world. And Achav said to her, I had a prophecy. So he's supposed to have relations with Tzidkiyah. But Tzidkiyah, Amma, and Tzidkiyah also had a prophecy for her. Kayama Hashem, so says God. Hishami al Achav, you're supposed to have relations with Achav. Each one had a prophetic vision, claimed to have a prophetic vision, that she should have relations with the other one. Azla, Ramallah Lavia. So she told her father. She said, what should I do? The prophets, the Jewish prophets, told me I'm supposed to have relations with them. What should I do? Amallah, so Nebuchadnezzar knew this. Did you know that Nebuchadnezzar, he was cruel. He was a barbarian. He was a behemoth. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He killed gazillions of innocent souls. But once the war was over, and he let out the captives, he left an order with his troops that any married woman should not be touched. He said, the God of the Jews is angered by immorality, and his standards, adultery, or you know, taking a married woman away from her husband, went beyond the, he drew a red line, it's over the line. Grabbing a girl that's unattached is okay within his standards of morality. And he didn't want to anger at Kadosh Baruch Hu because he was blessed with success. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He conquered the people. He didn't want it to be reversed. And if his soldiers would commit atrocities with married women, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry and he'd reverse the victory. So all the unattached women looked for husbands. They were running, they were scurrying around for husbands. And they all found husbands to marry them, to protect them. It was a mitzvah. You marry in those days, they could have more than one wife. And there was one woman that she never could not get a husband. I don't know why. And she was violated by the entire Babylonian legion. So you see that Nebuchadnezzar was someone that even though his own personal standards were non-existent, when dealing with the Jewish people, he knew the standard. You know, he knew the high standards of morality among the Jewish people. He had a grasp. He had a grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations for his people and the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to his people. You have a Navi for Avodah Zarah. Such a thing is commonplace. Avodah Zarah says, commit an immoral act. That was commonplace. A Navi for Hashem?
But she wasn't married, was she?
Who knows?
It doesn't matter. He knows that it wasn't.
You know, you're comparing his command to his troops, what he expects from his troops, to what God expects from his prophets.
No, it also Pasuk says in Shei Re'ehim.
Yeah, it's such a different kashin, the deal.
This is a Re'ehim.
It's a friend, it's a woman, that's his daughter. The Tahara, right? So Amalaz, he told his daughter, Elokeim Shalelu, their God, Sainazimi, he hates immorality. Kiyasa Gabok, so when Tzidkiyah and Achav come to you, Shadrin Lagaboy, send them to me. Oh. Send them to your father, so your father wants to see them. Kiyasa Lagaba. So he came to her. Shadrasina Lagabi Abua, she sent him to her father. Amal Aman, Amalakun. Who told you this prophecy that my daughter should have relations with you? Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu. God. We're men of God. Vachanani Mishav Azaya. Shaltino, I asked them. Nebuchadnezzar says, I asked them. Ramali Yasser, they said, it's awesome for my daughter to have relations with you.
Yes.
He said he asked them.
So what's Zima who had to do?
Zima's immorality.
So he first said that, and then he went to Ramali Mishav Azaya and saw that it was actually Yasser?
That's what the Gemara says. When the Gemara says that he asked them, it doesn't tell us that he asked them. It quotes him as saying he asked them. Amalaya, now I'm in Nevi'u, Kavasayu. We're also in Nevi'u. And did who? Loya Amarlu. God didn't reveal his will to them. But did not Amarlan, he revealed his will to us. Us, God says to do it, it's Mutter. God says to do it, it's Mutter. Amalahu. So Nebuchadnezzar said to them, Anaba Inadiv to Kinku. He said, I want to check you out. I want to test you. I tested them. They passed the test. I know that they're Nevi'im. I don't know you're Nevi'im. What are your credentials? What are your credentials? Could you pass the test? And you know what the test is. Throw them into the fire. He said, if you come out alive, so then I'll believe you. If you come out dead, you're a liar.
I'll not have my daughter. The opposite of the witch test.
Amalahu. So they said to Nebuchadnezzar, they didn't want to be thrown into the fire. They knew what would happen. In Atlasahabu, there was three of them. But untrained, and there's only two of us. So therefore they have more merits. More discussion. Maskayot. Amlu b'char l'chon man to b'isu. So Rukh says, pick whoever you want. Badaichu, he'll be with you. So you'll have three. They should have said Nebuchadnezzar, not you. I don't know if that was one of the options. Amr Yeshua Kain Gadol. They picked Yeshua Kain Gadol. Now, we just learned before Yeshua Kain Gadol was in Eretz Yisrael, but I guess subsequently he came to Babel, or he was summoned. Because Nebuchadnezzar was a sovereign over Eretz Yisrael. So it could be he was summoned. We pick Yeshua Kain Gadol.
Okay. He's only be saved in his
house. Sabi Lacy Yeshua, because they thought Yeshua was going to come. Nafis Kusay, he has a lot of merits, he has a lot of skriyot. We'll make that alone, and we'll be together with him, so he'll protect us. Because when you're with a tzaddik, you know what they say, I remember the Gulf War, the first Gulf War. So then there was a lot of talk going around whether Anashe Gedolim went into sealed rooms and if they put on a gas mask. And some Anashe Gedolim did and some Anashe Gedolim didn't. I mean, by and large, Anashe Gedolim stayed inside. They didn't, you know, they heard a siren, they went inside. But going into the room, the sealed room, and putting on a gas mask, because there were Anashim Gedolim that didn't do it. There were Anashim Gedolim that they had sealed rooms. They prepared it. But they didn't go into it every siren. So I remember someone telling me, he's not going into a sealed room, he's not putting on a gas mask, because the Scheinberg doesn't do it. The Scheinberg held it. Api Svara, you should go into the bomb shelters, rather than into a sealed room. Mice Api Svara, you know, it turned out that his Svara was right because the 39 warheads were all conventional. He said, you know, you should go into the bomb shelters. But he didn't, you know, he didn't go into a sealed room. He didn't put on a gas mask. And the guy said, okay, so I'm also not going to do it. I told the guy, I said, if I'd be in the room with Rav Scheinberg, I also wouldn't do it. I'm not Rav Scheinberg. I'm not in the room with him, you know. He had Mabuskusei. But if you're with him, so maybe, you know, if there's poison gas, so you figure the poison gas, the same way that, you know, no poison gas is going to go to Shaman's room. So if you're in that room, you okay? You're with a tzaddik, So then you get the protection of the tzaddik is extended over you. That's, you know, that's what they said. Achashiu, they brought him. Shadinu, Inu, Shadinu, they threw them all in. Tzidkiyahu and Achav, the Rishayim, plus Yeshua Kain Gadol. Inu Iklu, they got burnt to a crisp, like singed wheat. Yeshua Kain Gadol, Ichrumani, his clothing got singed. But he came out without a scratch. His clothing was singed. Shenemar, and this is a pasuk, by Uranius Yeshua Kain Gadol, he showed me Yeshua Kain Gadol, Eimid Bnei Malach Hashem, standing in front of Malach Hashem. Utsi V'yemer Hashem L'Satan, Hashem said to the son, Yigra Hashem Becha, Asatan, and it says in the pasuk his clothes were singed. It says his clothing, no, not to him. Doesn't say the here. That's a good question.
I don't know, maybe it's the
Amalei, so Nebuchadnezzar said to Yeshua, he had the same kashrut. Yadana, the tzaddikat, I know you're a tzaddik. Elamai time ahanyabach put Nura, why did the fire have a small effect on you? He said, Chanani Risho Vazaya, Layani Buklal, it didn't have an effect on them at all.
Yes,
so Amalei, you knew Tlosa, but they were three, Vanachat, I'm only one.
Yeah.
That didn't help Tzidkiyo and and Acha, but it's nicer, you know. Avram Yachid Haya. Avram was the one, and his clothing wasn't singed. So Hasan Lav Rishayim by day, he didn't have Rishayim with him. Well, Yishayim Rishus Lenura. The fire didn't have Rishus to burn. The fire that Avram was in did not have Rishus to burn. So if it doesn't have Rishus to burn, so nothing gets singed, because fire doesn't have Rishus to burn, it can't burn the clothing either. Rishayim here is Hashem gave Rishus to the fire to burn. So once the fire is Rishus to burn, Yishayim Rishus to the Nura.
Does it mean his clothing just got like singed a little, or got like burned off? Like,
I don't know. It said it helped Purta a little bit. Hanu Dabi Inchi, treat with the Yaveshi. You have two dry sticks, Bechad Tima, one moist stick in the bundle. The dry sticks are going to burn the moist one. I mean, the moist one won't get burnt up, but they're going to have an effect. My time, Yanish, why did Yeshua Kain Gadol get punished? Obviously, this was a punishment. His children were Kehanim, and they married women that their lineage wasn't pure. They're good enough for Yisrael to marry, but not enough for Kain. By Kain, you say, my loss be Yuxin. Kain has to go back more generations. Blame Yechaban, he didn't stop them. Shenema, so you see that it was an external thing. He himself was perfect. So what was not perfect? They didn't stop something outside of him. So that's Mida Keneged Mida. His body didn't get burned, but the clothing got. I hope I answered your question. So the Gemara answers this. Shenema Yeshua, Yelavish Begadim Tzayim. In his prophetic vision, he was wearing dirty clothes. Why is he wearing dirty clothes? They married women that were not proper. Lakuna, blame he didn't stop them. So in his dream, in his prophetic vision, he saw solid clothes, and in actual life, his clothes got burned. So the other. I think we're going to stop here. I want to, tomorrow we'll.
We give one little thing today. So,
tomorrow we'll. It's a short shiur tomorrow. It's a good speech. Tomorrow we'll have an explanation on the
show. Yeah, nice.
We'll try and tie it together. I have to look at my notes also. I have to, you know, I want to do justice to this.
How long ago did you hear shiur?
14 years ago.
Huh?
14 years ago.